بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the book entitled The Correct Creed, and we have reached now the correct creed regarding the six pillars of faith, the six pillars of Iman. It is from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the resurrection after death, and the faith in Al-Qadr, the pre-decree. We begin with the first pillar, and this is the Imanu al-Imanu billah, the belief in Allah. And this comprises the attestation in Tawheed of Lordship, Tawheed of Divinity, Godship, and in the names and attributes of Allah. All these matters have been discussed in the first four talks that preceded. So there is no need now to go over them, and all of them are kept in record, alhamdulillah, so you can review them on the site. The second one is the belief in the angels, and this means to believe in their existence and the belief in what is mentioned to us from their names and their assignments and tasks. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:285, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, and this is the point of evidence, his books and his messengers. They say we make no distinction between one another of his messengers, and they say we hear and we obey, we seek your forgiveness, your Lord, our Lord, and to you is the return of all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same chapter, 2:177, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. It is not from piety and righteousness that you turn your faces towards east and west in prayers, but it is the one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the book, the prophets, and gives his wealth, meaning in charity. Also in from the Sunnah is the hadith of Sahih Muslim, from the narration of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, the lengthy hadith in which Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about Iman, about faith. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, Al-Imanu, faith, is an tu'mina billah, that you believe in Allah, wa malaikatihi, his angels, وَكُتُبِهِ, his books, وَرُسُلِهِ, his messengers, واليوم الآخر and the last day, وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره, and that you believe in the three decree, it's good and it's bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the angels in his book in Surah Al-Anbiya chapter 21 verse 20, وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. And to him belongs all that in the heavens and the earth, and those who are near him, meaning the angels, are not too proud to worship him, nor are they weary of his worship. يسبحون الليل والنهار, they glorify his praises night and day, and they never slacken to do so. Also furthermore, in Surah Al-Anbiya 21, 26 and 27, Allah described them, بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. They are honored, but honored slaves. 27, they speak not, لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. They speak not until he has spoken and they act on his command. Also in Surah Al-A'raf, in chapter 7, verse 206, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ. Truly those who are with your Lord, the angels, are never too proud to perform acts of worship to him, but they glorify his praise and prostrate before him. So they are slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a creation from his creation, from the magnificent creation. They deserve nothing of worship, meaning to be offered to them. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Saba, in chapter 34, 41, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أَهَؤُلَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ قالوا سبحانك أنت ولينا من دونهم بل كانوا يعبدون الجن أكثرهم بهم مؤمنون. The angels will say, glorified be to you, Allah. You are our Lord instead of them, meaning those that are worshipped beside Allah. Nay, but they used to worship the jinn. Most of them were believers in them. قالوا سبحانك أنت ولينا من دونهم بل كانوا يعبدون الجن. Sorry about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Imran in chapter 3 verse 80, وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Nor would he order you to take angels and prophets for lords. Would he order you to believe or to disbelieve after you have submitted to Allah? And the angels, as authentically reported in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are created from light, and the jinn are created from fire. And from the descriptions of the angels in terms of their created form is that they have wings. Some with two, some with three, some four, and even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fatir 35 verse 1, الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. all praises and thanks be to Allah, the only originator or the only creator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four. He increases in creation what He wills. Verily Allah is able to do all things. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, in the report by Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet ﷺ saw Jibreel with 600 wings. With 600 wings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the ability to make formations and take beautiful body shapes, as Jibreel alayhi salam came to Maryam, to Mary, in a human perfect form. And also when they came to Ibrahim, to Abraham alayhi salam, when they came as his guests, and also when they came to Lut, to Prophet Lut, when they descended with the punishment on his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted the mushriks who claimed that the angels are the daughters of Allah. High is Allah above all in perfection attributed to Him. Qala Allahu ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, said in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:26-28, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ ارْتَضَى وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. And they say, the Most Beneficent has begotten a son or children. The glory be to Allah. They, those whom they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has children like angels and Jesus and Uzair, Ezra, are but honored slaves. They speak not until He has spoken and they act on His command. He knows what is before them and what is behind them. And they cannot intercede except for Him with whom He, Allah, is pleased. And they stand in awe or fear or fear of Him. Furthermore, this is clearly refuted in another place in the Quran, in Surah As-Saffat 37:149-157. قال الله تعالى فاستفتهم لربك البنات ولهم البنون أم خلقنا الملائكة إناثا وهم شاهدون ألا إنهم من إفكهم ليقولون ولد الله وإنهم لكاذبون أصطفى البنات على البنين ما لكم كيف تحكمون أفلا تذكرون أم لكم سلطان مبين فأتوا بكتابكم إن كنتم صادقين. سورة الصفات 37. Now ask them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, are there only daughters for your Lord and sons for them? أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا, or did we create the angels females while they were witnesses? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِفْكِهِمْ لَيَقُولُونَ. Verily it is of their falsehood that they, the pagans, say, وَلَدَ اللَّهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah has begotten offspring or children, meaning the angels are the daughters of Allah, etc. And verily they are liars. أَصْطَفَ الْبَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَلِينَ. Has He then chosen daughters rather than sons? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What's the matter with you? How do you decide? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Will you not then remember? أَمْ لَكُمْ سُلْطَانٌ مُبِينٌ, or is there for you a plain authority? فَأْتُ بِكِتَابِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then bring your book if you are truthful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore in the same chapter 37 verses 164 to 166, وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُّونَ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ. Further descriptions of the angels. There is not one of us angels but has his known place or position. Verily we angels, we stand in rows for the prayers, as you Muslims stand in rows for the prayers. Verily we angels, we are they who glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from them is Jibreel alayhi salam. From them is Jibreel alayhi salam. Gabriel. The trustworthy, the entrusted on Allah's revelation, he, Allah, sends him to the prophets and messengers. قال الله تعالى in 2 سورة البقرة 97, قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, to Gabriel, let him die in his fury. For indeed he has brought it, the Quran, down to your heart by Allah's permission, confirming what came before it from the Torah and the Gospel and guidance and glad tidings for the believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him in Al-Abtah with 600 wings, blocked the horizon. Then he saw him on the night of ascension in heavens, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى in Surah Al-Najm 53 verses 13-15, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى. And indeed, he, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, saw him, saw Jibreel, at a second descent, meaning another time, عند سدرة المنتهى, عندها جنة المأوى, near سدرة المنتهى, the low tree of the utmost boundary, beyond which none can pass. Near it is the paradise of abode. And he didn't see him on this form, except on these two occasions. As to the rest of occasions where he saw him, he came in the form of a man, and mostly in the form of Dihya al-Kalbi, in the form of Dihya al-Kalbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Takwir 81:19-23 said, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, describing Jibreel alayhi salam, إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين. Verily, this is the word, the Quran, brought by a most honorable messenger, Gabriel, Jibreel, from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Owner of power, these are descriptions of Jibreel, owner of power and high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne, obeyed by the angels, trustworthy there in the heavens. And from them is Mikael. From them is Mikael, the angel Mikael. And he is in charge of Al-Qatr, which is rainfall and plants. He directs the rain by the will of Allah to wherever Allah commands him. Allah spoke about him in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:98. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, his angels, his messengers, Jibreel, Gabriel, and Michael, then verily Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. And from them is Israfil. From the angels is Israfil. And Israfil is responsible for the blowing of the trumpet on the day when the hour will be established and creation will be resurrected. These three great messengers, the great angels, are the ones whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in his invocation during the night prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the invocation in the night prayer, Allahumma, O Allah, رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل, the Lord of Jibrail, Gabriel and Mikael and Israfil, فاطر السماوات والأرض, the originator of the heavens and the earth, عالم الغيب والشهادة, knower of the unseen and the witnessed, أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون, you judge as to that which your slaves differ. اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك, guide me to that truth in which they concerning which they dispute by your will, إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم, verily you guide whom you wish to your straight path. And this is related by Muslim, and this is a very important dua, because when the believer is not certain about certain matter as to its clarity and where is the truth regarding it, then he should seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the means of seeking him is through the invocation. And in this particularly refers in this dua that the truth be shown to the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك, guide me to that concerning the truth of which or regarding which they differ by your leave, by your permission. So this is a very important matter for the believers, that in case any matter is doubtful or anything that is unclear regarding the truth, then they should seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show them the truth. And from the angels is the angel of death, Malakul Maut. The angel of death, Malakul Maut, assigned to pull out the souls at the time of death. Assigned to pull out the souls at the time of death. قال الله تعالى قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. In Surah Al-Sajda 32:11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what means, the angel of death who is set over you will take your souls, then you shall be brought to your Rabb, to your Lord. Say, the angel of death who is set over you will take your souls, then you shall be brought to your Lord. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy on us. And from them are the angels appointed to watch and keep records of the deeds of the children of Adam, of mankind, during their affairs, while in residence or in travel, sleep or awakeness. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Infitar 82:10-12, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. But verily, over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. Kiraman, they are honorable in Allah's sight, writing down your deeds. They know all that you do. And in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verses 10 to 11. سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به ومن هو مستخف بالليل وسارب بالنهار. It is the same to him, to Allah, whether any of you conceal his speech or declare it openly, whether he be hid by night or go forth freely by day. له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله. For each person there are angels in succession, before and behind him. They guard him by the command of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the good condition of a people, or even also the bad condition of a people, as long as they don't change their state of goodness, or the opposite, themselves. But when Allah wills a people's punishment, there can be no turning back of it, and they will find besides him no protector, because then they deserve it. And this is the key solution for our ummah to gain its strength, is to change its condition. And this is the root change which is steadfast and bring fruits, but requires perseverance and not rushing the matters as to other angels. There are the angels who keep record, and we mention them. These are the honorable in Allah's sight, writing down our deeds. Also, there are angels appointed to the womb. There are angels appointed to the womb. When the embryo completes 4 months in the mother's womb, Allah sends to him an angel and orders him to record his provision, his life term, his deeds, and whether he will be of the wretched or the blessed in the hereafter. All in accordance with Allah's foreknowledge. None of the creation know of this. And there are also the angels who are assigned to question the dead once they are buried. The angels assigned to question the dead once they are buried. Two angels come and ask the deceased about his Lord, his religion, and his prophet. The Prophet ﷺ said, when a dead person is buried, two black looking angels having blue eyes, one called Munkar, and the other called Nakir. Munkar and Nakir will come to him. They will ask him about Allah, meaning who is your Lord, the Prophet, meaning who is your Prophet, and his religion, what is your religion. And this hadith is reported by Tirmidhi, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah said it is hasan, it is good. And the Prophet also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed that in Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, the house inhabited in the seventh heaven, which is parable to the Kaaba, parable to the Kaaba in Mecca, continuously visited by the angels, 70,000 of them. In Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, I was shown al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, the house inhabited, and it is in the seventh heavens, parable to the Kaaba in Mecca, which is continuously visited by the angels, as we said, as discussed earlier. It is like the Kaaba for the inhabitants of the seventh heaven. The Prophet ﷺ said, I was shown Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. I asked Gabriel about it, and he said, this is Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. This is the house inhabited, where 70,000 angels perform salah, perform prayers daily. When they leave, they never return to it. Meaning, always a fresh batch comes into it daily. And the belief in the angels, and this is an extra benefit to what's in the original book, the belief in the angels comprises four matters. First, the belief in their existence. Second, to believe in those whose names are known to us, like the ones we mentioned, from Jibreel, Mikael, and Israfil. Third, the belief in what we know from their attributes, like when we mentioned the case of Jibreel, whom the Prophet ﷺ saw in his genuine shape in which he was created, having 600 wings and covering the whole horizon. And that the angel may, by Allah's command, take the form of a man, as happened to Jibreel when Allah sent him to Maryam, to Mary, when he appeared to her in the form of a man in all respects. As in Surah Maryam 19:17, also when he came to the Prophet ﷺ while he was sitting in the company of the Sahaba, of the companions, he, Gabriel, appeared in the form of a man dressed in extremely white clothes, his hair exceedingly black. There was no signs of journeying were to be seen on him, and none of the companions knew him. He sat down by the Prophet ﷺ, resting his knees against his and placing the palms of his hands upon his thighs. He then asked the Prophet ﷺ about Islam. What does it mean? About Iman, about faith, what does it mean? And about Ihsan. Ihsan, benevolence, goodness. And Ihsan is to worship Allah as though you are seeing Him, and while you see Him not, yet truly He sees you. And also he asked him about the hour, meaning the day of resurrection and its signs. And the Prophet ﷺ answered his questions, after which he left. The Prophet then said, هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. That was Gabriel, who came to teach you your deen, to teach you your religion. Similarly, the angels whom Allah sent to Ibrahim alayhi salam and Lot appeared in the form of men, as mentioned earlier. And fourth, to believe in what we know of their deeds, which they perform in compliance with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the tasbih, declaring the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is far removed above all imperfection, and worship of Allah, magnifying the perfection of Allah day and night without boredom or slackness. And that they believe in the angels have great benefits. First, being aware of Allah's greatness, power, and authority. Certainly the greatness of creation, in this case the angels, is due to the greatness of the Creator, Allah. Second, to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His concern for the children of Adam, whereby He assigned some of these angels to protect them and record their deeds as well as other interests. Thirdly, to love the angels for what they have done from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of those who deviated from the straight path denied that the angels are genuine forms. They said that they represent, quote, the power of potential good in creation, end of quote. This position belies the Book of Allah, belies the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, as well as the general consensus of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear, as in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 1, when he said, Alhamdulillahi, Fatiri Samawati wal Ard, Ja'il al Malaikati Rusulan, Uli Ajnihatin, Masna wa Thulatha wa Ruba'. All praise is due to Allah, the only originator or creator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings. 2, 3, and 4. Also we read in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 50. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. And if you could see when the angels pull away the souls of the kuffar at death time, they smite their faces and their backs. وَلَوْ تَرَى, also in 6:93, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And if you could but see the Zalimeen, the polytheists, the wrongdoers, etc., are in the agonies of death, while the angels are stretching forth their hands, saying, deliver your souls. And also in 34:23, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. Until when fear is banished from their, meaning angels' hearts, they, the angels, say, what is that your Lord has said? They say the truth, and He is the Most High, the Most Great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about the people of paradise that وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. In 13:23 and 24, and the angels shall enter unto them, the people of paradise, from every gate, saying, Salam, peace be upon you, for that you persevered in patience. Excellence indeed is the final home. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the residents of this home. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Abu Huraira and collected in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلُ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. If Allah loves a person, the Prophet ﷺ said, if Allah loves a person, He calls Jibreel, Gabriel that. Allah loves so and so, O Jibreel, love him. Jibreel would love him and make an announcement amongst the inhabitants of the heaven. Allah loves so and so, therefore you should love him also. The inhabitants of the heavens would love him, and then he is granted the pleasures of the people on the earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. Also, in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَكْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلَ فَالْأَوَّلِ فَإِذَا جَلَسَ الْإِمَامِ طَوُوا الصُّحُفِ وَجَاءُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ. In the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on every Friday, the angels take the stand at every gate of the mosque, recording the names of the people one after the other according to the time of their arrival for the Friday prayer. And when the imam sits on the pulpit, they fold up their scrolls and get ready to listen to the khutbah, to the dhikr, to the Friday speech. These texts clearly state that the angels are genuine forms of creation, genuine forms of creation, and not, quote, moral forces and or so-called spiritual inspirations and the like, as those who deviated from the straight path utter. And the general consensus of the Muslims is in accordance with these texts. And whoever denies the existence of the angels, then he commits disbelief, kufr, by the consensus of the Muslims. قال الله تعالى in Surah النساء, chapter 4, verse 136, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. Or who you believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book, the Quran, which He has sent down to His Messenger, and the scripture which He has sent down to those before Him, and whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, this is the point of evidence, His books, His messengers, and the last day, then indeed he has strayed far away. We witness that the creation, that the angels are a true creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in them and we love them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who live and die on this creed. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This concludes the correct creed subject on the belief in the angels. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.